News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
From today, anyone travelling on public transport will have to wear a face covering. And for more on this, we're joined by the CEO of the National Transport Authority, Anne Graham. So Anne, for anyone this morning who's planning on getting public transport, it'll be no mask, no ride on the bus or the train. Is that the case?
No, I don't think it'll be that extreme at this stage. What we're asking customers is to wear face coverings, and we're working on encouraging customers this week in particular just to have a face covering when they're travelling on public transport. And the reason is because we've been in a position to increase the capacity to allow up to 50% use our public transport. And so as public transport gets busier now, we will ask people to wear face coverings because it both protects other customers and public transport staff, and other people wearing face coverings protects them. So that's our campaign is starting today, is to encourage as many people to wear face coverings.
Okay,
so and it is now mandatory.
Well, if it's mandatory, then if somebody goes to get on the bus or the train and they're not wearing the face covering or the mask, I mean, it's not mandatory if they're then going to be let on it.
Well, we haven't got the means to enforce it at this stage, but that is coming. So that's why for this week and for the next week or so, we will be encouraging consumers and our customers to wear face coverings.
Okay, so it's
we will be enforcing it at a later stage.
Okay, how is that going to be enforced? If it's just a little bit of gentle encouragement this week, how will it be policed when it is mandatory?
That's something that's being worked on at the moment in terms of the regulation, and it's likely that it will be enforced through fines. So if you're not wearing a face covering, there'll be a fine associated with not wearing a face covering. But that's something that's been worked on at the moment.
I mean, will we see things like, you know, if somebody gets on the bus with their face mask on, they then think they're hilarious and pull the face mask down on the bus. Will the bus driver have to stop the bus?
No, that's not something that's going to happen either. Really, this is all again about personal responsibility. You know, it's mandatory now to wear a face covering. So that's why it's the responsibility of the customer to ensure that they are wearing a face covering when they get on the bus, and they also maintain it on while they're travelling on the bus as well.
Okay, you mentioned capacity there a little bit earlier. You were operating somewhere in the region at around 20% during the COVID restrictions. It's back, it's up to 50 from today, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So as the restrictions are being eased, and phase three now restrictions were approved by the government, we were finding that demand was increasing for public transport. So we are grateful now that we've been allowed to provide an additional capacity. So it's up to 50% on all of our transport, bus, train, Lewis, right across the country. And that will allow for some additional space for people to travel. However, it's still not 100%. So we still do require people where they can to work from home. But if they still do need to travel, that they might consider walking and cycling if their journeys are short as part of their public transport journey.
What is 50% capacity, just for instance, in a Dublin bus? Like, how many people is that?
So it's in and around 36 or 37 on a double deck bus.
Okay.
So it's still not a huge amount, but certainly more than the 17 that we were operating up to this morning.
Okay. And just finally, people going out, getting the bus, getting the train this morning, put on the face covering.
Wear your face covering, please.
All right, we'll leave it there. CEO of the National Transport Authority, Anne Graham, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.